We live in a world of convenience, and what more convenience can there be than the K-Cup? That delivers only one dose of that brew that keeps us going. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill found something very disturbing about these little cups.
I have a Keurig coffee maker. It sits in my studio. Every morning, after I've had my first cup of half-and-half coffee during breakfast, I go over to my studio to write. I make a second cup there with the Keurig. Industrial strength. It's so convenient. To my dismay, I recently learned that K-Cups don't break down in landfills. Their numbers are exponentially increasing with no end in sight. K-Cup is plastic, aluminum, zinc, and a paper filter. Separately, some of the elements might break down over time. A complete K-Cup, when discarded, will not. The number of K-Cups that have been trashed in landfills could wrap around the planet 10 times. Convenience may be what's killing us. So many of the manufactured products that make our lives pleasant and easy, as we're learning, do not go gentle into that good night. They resist decomposition long after we've tossed them out, and I'd add, long after we die. They last 1 million years in some cases. To our credit, human beings are more considerate in that regard. Our remains decay decently and, what's most important, in a timely manner. In most cases, 8 to 10 years. After we've been tossed away, we will totally decompose except for bones. Not to worry, bones never pose any environmental degradation. And if they're old enough, may tell us a lot about some of the weird habits in which our ancient ancestors indulged. How powerful is convenience, familiarity, and ease in perpetuating our own destructive behavior? Habits can be addictive. How are we saved from these addictions may take time. I was fully aware when I got the initial Keurig that there was a reusable K-Cup alternative. It's a small basket that can be hand-filled with coffee, enough for a cup, and to be used identically as a K-Cup would. This would leave no environmental impact. The downside, of course, was that it was not convenient. I had to get the coffee, spoon it out in the tiny paper baskets in the receptacle, then insert it where I'd normally just pop in the K-Cup. And so the other day, I had my first cup of seriously caffeinated coffee by means safer for me and the world, but infinitely more inconvenient. I made coffee again in the Keurig, but this time by the alternative method. I felt elated, freed. When I'd looked down into the waste basket where there had once been piles of K-Cups, I didn't see one discarded K-Cup in the trash. In the 1,000 steps I hoped I might begin to take to save the world, I made one first step for mankind. We're told daily that the environmental degradations are now blatantly obvious and have reached crisis proportions in both land, sea, and in the air. Action is desperately needed. I've learned since that K-Cups for Keurigs are now available, but are biodegradable. I can save the planet and still enjoy the convenience of a one-cup brew. It's not, however, always so easy. George Merrill on the Shore.